Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pulmonary hypertension drugs found under the pulmonary section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 67-year-old man presents to the clinic with complaints of dyspnea and fatigue for 1 month. He reports that it is difficult to breathe when he walks for 5 minutes, compared to 30 minutes 2 months ago. His past medical history is significant for mitral stenosis, secondary to rheumatic fever. A physical exam demonstrates a loud P2 heart sound on auscultation. Let's continue with an introduction to pulmonary hypertension drugs. As a general overview, treatment of pulmonary hypertension usually begins with primary therapy that is directed at the underlying cause of pulmonary hypertension. Now let's discuss different medication classes, beginning with endothelin receptor antagonists. Their mechanism of action is that they competitively antagonize endothelin 1 receptors. These are vasoconstrictors and smooth muscle mitogens. They decrease pulmonary vascular resistance, and specific drugs include bosentan and macitentan. Clinically, they are used for pulmonary hypertension. Adverse effects include hepatic toxicity, so one should monitor LFTs while patients are on the medications, and other adverse effects include peripheral edema and that they are teratogenic. Now let's discuss phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors. Their mechanism of action is that they inhibit PDE5, which increases cyclic GMP, prolonging the vasodilatory effect of nitric oxide. Specific drugs include sildenafil and tadalafil. Clinically, they are used for pulmonary hypertension and erectile dysfunction. Adverse effects include severe hypotension and headache. And now let's discuss the prostacyclin pathway agonists. Their mechanism of action is that they are PGI2 or prostacyclin agonists with direct vasodilatory effects on the pulmonary and systemic arterial vascular beds. They also inhibit platelet aggregation. Examples include epoprostenol, iloprost, treprostinil, and selexipag. Clinically, they are used for pulmonary hypertension. And lastly, adverse effects may include flushing, jaw pain, hypotension, and pulmonary edema. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to pulmonary hypertension drugs, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 45-year-old woman with history of systemic sclerosis presents with new-onset dyspnea, which is worsened with moderate exertion. She also complains of chest pain. An ECG was obtained and demonstrated right axis deviation. Chest X-ray demonstrates right ventricular hypertrophy. Given the patient's history and presentation, right heart catheterization was performed, which demonstrated a suspected diagnosis of pulmonary artery hypertension. It is decided to start the patient on bosentan. Which of the following describes the method of action of bosentan? And the answer choices are: choice 1, endothelin receptor antagonist; choice 2, endothelin receptor agonist; choice 3, phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitor; choice 4, calcium channel blocker; or choice 5, anticoagulant. The best answer to this question is choice 1, endothelin receptor antagonist. This patient was diagnosed with pulmonary artery hypertension. Bosentan is an endothelin receptor antagonist, which is used to treat PAH. Endothelin is a potent vasoconstrictor and also acts to stimulate vascular smooth muscle cell proliferation. Current evidence suggests endothelin is involved in the pathophysiology of PAH. Bosentan is an antagonist of endothelin receptors, which decreases pulmonary vascular resistance, thereby reducing pulmonary artery hypertension. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2, endothelin receptor agonism would worsen PAH. Choices 3 to 5. These are all mechanisms of medications that can be used in the treatment of PAH, but they are not the mechanism of bosentan. That's all for this review about pulmonary hypertension drugs. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.